using LSST late-time photometry to constrain type IBC supernovae and their progenitors, by Luc Desart et al. Over its lifespan, the Vera C. Rubin Observatory Legacy Survey of Space and Time, LSST, will monitor millions of supernovae, SNE, from explosion to oblivion, yielding an unprecedented UGRISI photometric dataset on their late-time evolution. Here, we show that the photometric evolution of type IBC SNE can be used to constrain numerous properties of their ejecta, without the need for expensive spectroscopic observations. Using radiative transfer simulations for explosions of HE-star progenitors of different initial masses, we show that the G-band filter follows primarily the strength of the FEII emission, the R-band, OI, 6300-6364A and NI, 6548-6583A, the I-band, KE, 7291-7323A, and the Z-band, the KE near triplet, and hence provides information on nucleosynthetic yields. Information on weaker lines, which may be used, for example, to constrain clumping, is absent. However, this deficiency may eventually be cured by improving the physical realism of radiative transfer simulations through a closer connection to physically consistent 3D explosion models, and by the judicial selection of a much smaller set of spectral observations. Degeneracies inherent to the SN radiation will affect the interpretation of photometric measures, but line fluxes from nebular phase spectra are similarly compromised. Importantly, our backquote family of type IBC SN models follows a distinct trajectory in color magnitude diagrams as the ejecta evolve from 100 to 450D, allowing one to disentangle different progenitors or explosions. This photometric procedure provides a promising approach to study statistical samples of SNE IBC and to confront them to ever-improving progenitor and explosion models, to capture the onset of late-time interaction with circumstellar material, or to identify events currently unknown. This was using LSST late-time photometry to constrain type IBC supernovae and their progenitors, by Luc Desart et al.